With Effingham Radio News, I am Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have Nestor Ramirez. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, I believe you are the president and CEO of the Illinois State Medical Society, correct?
No, just president.
Just the president? Okay, just wanted to make sure. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk to you today is because this weekend, you guys are having an event to help prevent opioid abuse. Can you give me some information on that?
Yeah, one of the things that's being done is just part of an effort to try to obliterate the opioid epidemic is having a drug take-back day. This is sponsored by the DEA, and they've done several. This is the 14th event, and in April, nationwide, they collected 450 tons of pills.
Okay, wow, that is quite a bit. Oh my goodness, so is this, I believe, your second year, or how many years have you guys been doing this event?
No, The DEA has been doing this since 2003, and since then they've collected 8.1 million pounds of tablets from all over the country.
Wow, that is quite a bit. With that being said, do you believe that this event has helped put in more of an end to opioid abuse, or do you believe that maybe it has possibly had the statistics go down on it?
The statistics on prescriptions have gone down. Mm-hmm. The statistics on deaths have gone up, largely because of the fact that there is illegal drugs on the streets, but also because people give their relatives or their friends their unused prescriptions when they have some sort of pain or whatever, and sometimes these people take it in combination with alcohol or with benzodiazepines, and then they can have a very deadly combination.
Wow. So how common have you heard of these combinations?
Well, the combinations of opioids with any other kind of medication is potentially lethal. With the benzodiazepines, it can cause respiratory arrest, and maybe some of those cases that are found on the streets that get the naloxone to counteract are due to the fact that they were combined with alcohol or benzodiazepines.
Okay, so let's say for people who did want to take part in this event, where would they have to go?
Well, there is in Effingham area, the Effingham County Sheriff's Office is taking them those take-backs. And Polar's Pharmacy, also on 203 Main Street, Suite A in Dietrich, is also taking them. Occasionally, you can find some Walgreens locally that can take them. And the best way to find out where to take them is to go to the Illinois State Medical Society website, www.isms.org/take-back. So www.isms.org/take-back. And that one of the first screens that shows up is a little purple thing that says find out where to recycle your medications. Because it's not recommended to throw them in the trash or to flush them down the toilet because it contaminates the waters and contaminates the environment.
Completely understandable. And hopefully you guys see more people coming in and turning in their prescription drugs. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, here in the state of Illinois, the last time we did this in April, they collected 43,000 pounds of medications in the state of Illinois.
Wow, that is quite a bit. Well, Nestor, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I really do appreciate it. I know you have a very busy schedule.
And just one more thing I would like to say is,
of course,
for all the community to be aware that every little bit counts and that the community has a part in this opioid epidemic too, because they're the ones to see their neighbors, their friends, or their relatives be affected with this, and they should intervene. They should try to talk to them, should try to counsel them. They should try to get them help as much as often as possible.
Okay, well, hopefully people do take everything you say into consideration. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you very much, Vanessa.
All right, with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.